From WCRS-FM in Columbus, Ohio, this is the DJBC Happy Hour with your host, Brian Curtis. This would have been the theme to Captain America, but due to, well, royalty things and all that BS, it's the DJBC Happy Hour theme instead. This is the DJBC Happy Hour on WCRS-FM at 92.7 and 98.3 FM. Streaming online at WCRSFM.org, and the monologue, well, is exclusively on DJBCAdventures.tumblr.com. Otherwise, it would have been a 70-minute show, and we all know how we hate those, don't we?
Breaking news!
Ooh la la, breaking news as we taped this monologue on Friday afternoon, fresh from Paris. The ladies have done it. The USA women's team just knocked off the host French women's soccer team 2-1 in the World Cup semifinals. So Tuesday, tomorrow, they'll reenact the American Revolution against the English women's soccer team in France, the semifinals for the World Cup. And the World Cup finals, I believe, are Thursday. Ooh la la, sacré bleu! But yes, and when asked if they were going to go to the White House, obviously the star of the women's soccer team who scored both goals in Friday's quarterfinal win against the host France, Megan Rapinoe, said this: "We're not I ain't going to the bleeping White House." And would you blame her? Would you? I mean, in an era where teams have turned down invites because, you know, that guy is, he's the worst president ever. You do realize that. Do we go to the White House? And, well, yeah, I have to stick around this, oh my god, awful human being and have hamburgers and Chick-fil-A? Or do we just, like, say, yeah, screw this. We're gonna go, like, feed the hungry or sign that endorsement deal or go on a cruise to Sandals, Jamaica or something other than having Chick-fil-A and Papa John's with the worst president in the history of America. But tomorrow, USA, England. Semifinals, Women's World Cup, a reenactment of the American Revolution. But I forgot the fireworks was 15 minutes, but we had to cut that to like almost 9, so trust me, you don't want a 75-minute show. Which is why the monologue is here on this blog only. But back to the monologue at hand, well, you know, we came up short again! Oh my gosh! You know, it's been over 20 years since Michigan has won a national championship in a sport that really is worth a damn. And last Wednesday, Vanderbilt slammed the door shut on Michigan, winning game 3 of the College World Series in Omaha, 8-2. That's right. Oh yeah. Michigan won game 1, 7-4 during last week's show, by the way, which was a great show. We aired it yesterday at high noon in the already open slot that I've, well, kind of adopted as the DJBC Classic, while supplies last, at noon on Sundays, by the way. But yeah, but then Vanderbilt, Kumar Rocker, their star pitcher for Vanderbilt, slammed the door shut in game 2, and then game 3 was a disaster. I didn't even watch game 3 because I was out hanging out with friends, you know, because it's summertime. That's what people do in the summertime. But I'm broke. I'm literally broke, and I have to hang out with friends if I want to go out because I have no money. I'm broke. It's Monday night, and I'm broke. And I want to do something. I can't do anything. But there is a remedy for that. And Dr. Phil said, it's working. It's getting a bleeping job and working. I'm working on that. Work on it faster. Jeez. Why do you have to be so lazy? But I want to work. But it's finding the right job. Bull malarkey. Just get a job and flip hamburgers. But yeah, that's a whole other story. But the debates were this week, and hopefully you guys watched the Democratic debates rounds 1 and 2 last week. They all have one thing in common, and that's we gotta get Trump out of there. We gotta get Trump out of the White House. We gotta get him out, get him the funk and Wagnalls out of there, because Trump has set new lows. If you thought the Cleveland Browns were like bad Where have you been the last 2.5 years? Precisely. My head hurts. But yes, thanks to those who I met at ComFest, and we're taping this Friday at 5 o'clock, and I've yet to go to ComFest, so I don't know who you are yet, but we're doing this now, so yeah, thanks anyway. Thanks that we met you, and we had a great time, and I hope you had a great time, and I hope I had a great time, because I did. So I can't really talk about emceeing on the stage, because it hasn't happened yet in real time, but the show is airing right now on Monday night. And you know why it's airing on Monday night, but we're taping this on Friday at 5 o'clock, because I need to get to ComFest right now, because it's the party with a purpose, and special thanks again to the ComFest committee, led by Troy Anthony Harris and Catherine Jervis, for saying, let's get this DJ BC a mic, a platform for 3 hours, a stage to MC. Done. I'll do it again. I'll do it again! I'll do it again and I won't screw up! But, yes, it's 4th of July week on the show, so we got the fireworks mix, which is why this is on djbcadventures.tumblr.com, because I'm trying to get the show within less than 59 minutes as possible, because otherwise it gets cut off at the top of the hour, and that sucks. Worse than Ohio State's dominance over Michigan, which that will end, because you know what? 5 months from today, I hopefully will be hungover from celebrating the royal ass beating that the Buckeyes are gonna get in Ann Arbor, and if that doesn't happen, Harbaugh will be fired. Ooh, he will be fired. Oh, trust me, he will be fired. Oh, yeah, he's going to, if Michigan loses to Ohio State again, Harbaugh will get fired. Trust me, he will not be the coach of Michigan 5 months from now if he loses to the Buckeyes again. We got to beat Ohio State this year. This is non-negotiable. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I'm not complaining, but then ESPN labeled Ohio State's tradition of scheduling 4 lightweights at the beginning of each season, and you know why they'll be favored and then in the top 10 is because they have, I have the schedule ahead of them, in front of me. First game, Columbus State Community College. Second game they play is against Bishop Reedy High School. The third game they play is against East High School, and game 4, Menudo! Menudo! Why has Gene Smith kept his job all this time? Oh my gosh. Michigan, we play Army the second game. And then after a bye week, I don't know why they did that, we play Wisconsin, not lightweights. Army is the back-to-back defending Commander-in-Chief trophy winner. So they're not a cupcake, Buckeye fans. They are not. But it's America's birthday. America! And we celebrate it irreverently, though, so there are parades and fireworks. And in Upper Arlington, the lawn chairs are out on Northwest Boulevard at least like 2 weeks out before the parade. And people driving by or riding the bus to like their jobs think that people are having like are got put out by their landlords. No. Have we not been introduced? They put their lawn chairs out, and so then Thursday morning will be a lavish cocktail party the last 2 miles up and down Northwest Boulevard. But the spirit of 76 will live on no matter where you are, no matter if you want to celebrate the 4th of July in Philadelphia. But it's always tradition to celebrate on the Capitol on the 4th, New York City, Statue of Liberty, Boston, with their wonderful concert there. There are a lot of traditions. What is your 4th of July tradition? Hashtag DJBC4th, but yes. Oh yeah, before I forget, our theme, our title, celebrating our common unity, United We Stand. The United We Stand part is from Northland, many faces of Northland, United We Stand. Celebrating our community was the Westland theme parade. We took it as common unity in homage to a wonderful talk from Creative Mornings last year from Marshall Shorts, a local artist in the Columbus arts community.
Because community is a common unity. Common unity. Or as that little Garden and Driving Park, which now says Red Tails, used to say UNITY. Oh wait, that was Queen Latifah. Oh, but yeah, we had a great sketch to start the show, and it's kind of like a perennial tradition. We haven't done it every year, though.
We got a lot of great community celebrations. Dublin, Bexley, Upper Arlington, Clintonville, Short North, and of course, Boom. And we're speaking of 4th of July traditions, up next is the parades. This is the DJBC Happy Hour on WCRS-FM and WCRSFM.org. Streaming online at 92.7 FM and 98.3. And, of course, this monologue was on djbcadventures.tumblr.com, so I guess it's time to strike up the band. And coming up next, parades on the show.